Draft Central is brought to you by Miller Lite.
Hi again, everybody, and welcome to PNC Studio at Hallis Hall and ChicagoBears.com. I'm Jeff Joniak with the Director of Player Personnel for the Chicago Bears, Josh Lucas. Glad to have you here as we recap round one of the NFL draft and the selection of Kevin White, the wide receiver from Virginia, or AKA, as people are trying to put him in the same category, at least body type-wise, of guys like, and Larry Fitzgerald seems to be a perfect fit, of almost a body double short of a few pounds, and Julio Jones. Is that a fair representation, at least in terms of body type and physicality?
Yeah, from physical measurement standpoints, his height, weight, speed, all of his testing, it's off the charts. He puts him in that rare category for an NFL wide receiver, and that would be a very fair comparison.
I had a conversation with his head coach, Dana Holgorsen, this afternoon, and even he, despite the speed shows up on tape, it certainly shows up on the sideline, but it even shocked him that he ran a 4.35 at the combine. Did it shock a lot of people in your evaluation of him?
Yeah, that size, I think anytime you get sub 4.4, you're going to be surprised. We knew he could run. Speed was never a question, so whether he had ran 4.4 or 4.3 wasn't going to matter as far as our evaluation, because the speed on tape was very impressive, and it was never a concern in any of our scouts on it.
He's telling me that he likes to spend a lot of time by himself working out at, you know, midnight, going to a gym, and he just likes to think, and that maybe everybody else is sleeping, I'm working. Mm-hmm. And even Dana Holgorsen said sometimes you really had to put a corral on him a little bit because it could be too much. He's always working. I love that. I'm sure you do too, because you want guys that are totally invested and they have that high football character, and you want them to be committed for this particular, because there's a lot to learn. There's
a lot to learn. We would much rather pull them back than have to constantly get them going. Just look at his body. You know, he makes sure he's meticulous with what he eats, and that's one of the things that blew us away on his interview when he was here, is he's very well-rounded in everything. He's very versed in health and nutrition and all kinds of different training, and he's very impressive when you talk to him as far as a preparation standpoint.
For what Coach John Fox wants and what your offensive coordinator Adam Gase wants and what Mike Groh, quarterback coach, can help teach and close the gap on whatever learning needs to be done here, how do you envision him being used here? Obviously, you have another receiver, almost a replica, in Alshon Jeffrey, so that's terrorizing right out of the gate right there. But what about this offense will fit?
I think we'll be in a lot of three wide-out sets. I think it's pretty obvious we signed Eddie Royal, and he can play inside, and we'll have two big studs on the outside. And I think it'll be seamless for him. You know, he'll have a little bit of a learning curve coming from, as you said, the air raid offense of college, a limited route
tree. Yeah, not every route in the book.
But he's going to pick it up. He's going to have time, and we'll be patient with him. We understand there's a learning curve for all players, but we're confident his is going to be steep, and he'll get there quickly, and we're excited about what he'll do based on the personnel packages we're planning on using this year.
He's going to work at it.
Yeah,
that's for
no
sure.
Doubt.
You know that
no
he's going to work at it. Thank you very much.
Thank
Congratulations
you.
On the first pick in the new regime.
Thank you so much.
That's Director of Player Personnel, Josh Lucas. Thanks for watching here from PNC Studio at Hallis Hall. I'm Jeff Joniak. Talk to you next time on ChicagoBears.com.
Let's go!
How are you doing?
Great to see you, man.